Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, simmer down.
All right, get them all out. You good? All right, and shh. Perfect. Hey, everyone, and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star, Stay Up Too Late, Refuse to Go to Bed, the last show of the Get Posh Tour. That's right, everyone. This is our last show of the tour. We are very tired.
Yep.
It is very late.
Yep.
We've been drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
A professional amount. We're not drunk, but...
could be.
Yep. And we are here to ask the important questions. Like, how would you survive a zombie apocalypse?
Dentist.
Get bit. Tell no one.
Eat them before they can eat me.
All strong.
Yeah,
strong
there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Where do we want to begin?
I think dentist.
Dentist?
Yeah, of all of them, ours was strategies, it was a profession.
Yeah.
So.
Ours, self-explanatory and fucked. Yeah. Zammit's
mysterious. Yeah.
Dentist.
Well, dentist, well... well, okay. I think it is. For a zombie apocalypse, I mean, how they get you is they bite you.
Yeah. Sure.
So if I make a makeshift... and again, if as a zombie, as a person who wants to go out and bite, you know, humans...
yeah, yep. Yeah.
I need my teeth in tip-top condition.
Okay.
So what I simply do is set up a wasteland or zombie land, kind of like a dentist on the side of the road, to be like, come on, zombies, come on in, and we'll sort out your teeth. And then while we're, like, doing the operation, I knock it out, every single one of them... because I don't want them fucking biting me.
Imagine, right. Imagine the world. Say we've split up from Dusha in the zombie apocalypse, and we get attacked by zombies, but they just gum us.
Yeah.
And we're like, what is happening? We trace the gum zombies back.
Dr. Zammit.
Holy
dead.
Shit!
He imagines like a zombie like.
This is gross, but not too bad.
It's no. I was going to say, like, you both actually... So, for everyone playing at home, that was unpleasant.
But have you been bit?
Well, I always really liked... you know what? That's too deep of a cut. It doesn't matter.
I really like the idea of me going out. It's again, the two of us are separated. I come into our camp covered in hickeys. You're like, Jackson, did you get laid? I'm like, no. The very opposite, dude. There are zombies out there that are just gum.
Just
Seems like a very good decision.
Yeah.
Except,
yes.
And look, I'm not here to shit on anyone's parade,
no.
Because it is quite logical, and we'll get to my decision later.
Uh-huh.
But,
yep.
very brave and maybe the ultimate dumb fuck move to pick a profession where you're putting your hand into their mouths.
Good point, good point, good point, good point. All right, what I'm going to do, right, is...
Don't bite me!
No.
Be cool about this, zombie! Right. Be cool! Oh, come on!
All right, they're going to want to bite me. That's very simple. Okay.
They are going to want to bite
me. And also, getting them into my surgery is going to be hard, so I've got to get a couple of, like, either stooges... or some actors and get them all zombified and maybe like file their teeth down or something. The points, all right?
Okay.
You need them to kind of, you know, gather them
this
in
is,
there.
Again, just an example of what this is like. This is like me putting a chicken drumstick in your mouth and being like, open up, don't bite.
I would be incapable of not biting.
Are you forgetting something called NOS? No, nitrous oxide.
No! NOS! Yes! NOS!
Speedy zombies!
Ah, I just saw it. Dusha, you are not going to believe.
Oh,
what,
no.
My good friend?
I just heard a zombie traveling 100 miles an hour.
Holy shit.
With no fucking teeth.
I meant to be laughing, but guess what? I accidentally Fast and Furious some zombies.
It's very crazy.
Do you remember 28 Days Later how they were speedy? What if they were speedy?
They're fast, but not a threat, because they're just...
they're fast, furious, and not threatening.
Except...
Oh, no, he's just coming.
So
That hurt. That just felt wrong.
I accidentally licked your shirt when I did it.
It's all right. I washed it since last night's show. I didn't.
That's okay.
I'll just get some morphine gas. Knock them out.
It's great, though, Novocaine? To imagine you... Yeah, what? Novocaine.
Nitrous oxide is what you meant, yes. Yeah,
but I love the idea of Zammit with like a big tank that I guess has been worn off in the in the apocalypse and you've like got it in the zombie's mouth and you just keep turning it up. You're like, nothing's happening. No. Why the fuck?
They're dead and they don't breathe.
So what, they just keep turning up the whole room. I'm giggling. It's not working.
It's funny. It's funny, but it's not working. It is.
Are you familiar with Little Shop of Horrors?
Vaguely.
Okay, so in that, the dentist kills himself accidentally with laughing gas.
Mm-hmm.
No reason.
Might
to
not
bring
be
this
an
up.
Accident. Yeah. Well, you say you're gonna put my finger in their mouth. But I reckon I could just get a hammer and chisel.
How are you getting... Okay, so I'm a zombie. Okay, me and Dusha are zombies.
Hi, ho, fine zombie. You want to eat me, but have you thought about... I know you want to eat me. Oh, look, zombie. Would you like to have sharper teeth? Yes, to bite more chicken.
I fucking love that your plans, oh, damn it.
No, zombie.
Zammit's entire strategy... just rests on him being able to say no to the song.
No. I know you want to bite me, but wouldn't it be better if you had sharper teeth? Sharper teeth.
I don't see why you
Now come with me. shit.
You could just have, like, I mean, if you can lead them into your dental office and you can get them on the chair. That's going to be the hardest bit. Getting them in there, easy. Getting them into the dentist chair.
All right.
Not.
All right, best way to do this, though, I reckon, is in the UK. Because, well, no offense, but you guys love to form queues.
Yeah.
So I feel that this might just kind of be one of those things that even after that, like muscle memory. So after, the UK people are zombified, I feel if we could just kind of form a queue to come into the dentist's office one by one, it's a bit more easy to handle.
That's great if you have two people, like you said, you have two actors who start the queue.
Yeah.
And then another zombie joins up like, and they're like, we're queuing.
And then the zombies be like, and then they form a queue.
You can also just wear gloves for the teeth.
And I figure I'd probably wear like big, thick leather gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
Not shitty latex ones.
No, yeah, because if it's shitty latex, you're definitely getting bit. You're a zombie with a dental office.
With a bite,
yes.
Yeah.
When do I turn into a zombie? Is it
depends
like the
zombie?
Is it when the tooth penetrates the skin? Like, is that shit zombie? Or is it...
I think it has a wound, yes.
Are you saying that it could be before the tooth?
Well, like, at what point? Because if, like,
you're scared of their breath?
I don't know. Like, again...
Fuck!
Okay, all right. So, say, like, this finger is not mine, and I'm a zombie. At what point am I a zombie?
there. The moment where your teeth hit your feet. Oh, wait, no blood.
No, good question.
They haven't bitten, so they're just rubbing up. What if I, like, rub a zombie's teeth?
I'll tell you what the zombie's going to do. Bite.
Yeah. Okay, what if he hasn't got no lower jaw? Start rubbing along
so
the
So if you exclusively prey on zombies no lower jaw.
Oh, no, this is not the dentist
already
thing.
Not a threat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, this isn't the zombie thing. I'm just curious.
Okay, yeah, a zombie with no jaw is probably, unless it does a running leap.
Yeah.
It also depends on... Zombie.
Yeah, how's it working? How's this zombie?
I always
a comet hit Earth.
Okay.
It contained a space.
Yeah. Spore.
You started off
from
first.
Hit a guy.
A fungus from the moon.
Moon
from the moon.
Hit a farmer man. And he became a zombie man.
And he coughed on every potato he sent out.
And all of those potatoes went to people that bought them, and now there's
a
zombie.
He was already coughing on him because he's a cunt.
He was a rude farmer.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a coughing zombie apocalypse. It's less about the teeth and more about the cough.
That's how it started.
Surgical mask.
Like the Black Plague with fleas on rats.
Yeah.
Like, rats themselves are fine.
So fleas like the Black Plague with fleas and rats. Oh, it's just one of them common space moon comets with
space
fungus.
Space moon potato coughs.
Fungus landed on a rat.
Landed on a bit of potato.
The rat coughed on a flea or whatever.
Yeah.
How far away do you reckon, like, you could perform dentistry?
Okay, if we go for the famous, like... long shot, medium, mid shot, close up, extreme close up.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing it in film terms, but I decided that we
all right, yeah, bold.
Extreme close up.
If you got
long tools.
Yeah, okay, that's not what I was thinking.
So I was thinking long tools, like maybe like that long mirror that they have.
Yeah, if you have like an extendo hammer.
Because you're removing their teeth, you're not actually doing dental surgery.
No, that's
true. You need a long chisel.
Please tell me, Samit, that one of your biggest flaws is you'll actually do dentist work. Dusha, the gum zombies have all gone. But I see some zombies with fucking amazing teeth coming through. Great at biting.
So it's like, all right, zombie, just wear this like twice a week. Okay? And you just wear it at night, you'll be fine. This is going to align those teeth so your chompers are just good. All right, off you go. Happy biting.
Giving a zombie braces is great.
Now, do you want the invisible braces or which like funky color brand do you want? You can have them in nice hot pink.
I also like that idea of you being like, all right, spit, and the zombie just spits out blood and teeth, and you're like,
Okay, I guess keep rinsing.
Huh, this is not getting any better.
Yeah, keep rinsing.
Was that?
Clever, rinse until all the teeth are gone.
Was that? Yeah. Was this the tongue falling out?
It was teeth, but
onto the floor.
I don't trust you. Need my drinks. Like,
to be honest, I mean, I don't really need like dentistry. I could just do this with a shot put.
Yeah, absolutely. Be a shot putter instead.
Yeah,
that makes heaps more sense. In the zombie's mouth.
Again, I'm not trying to be delicate here.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do good work. I'm just trying to, because I initially imagined a drill.
Yeah.
And just drilling out the teeth.
Can I suggest a wasteland attire for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you raid the British Museum.
Done.
For a suit of armor, okay? In both hands, a shot put.
Can it be like a shot put with a bit of a chain?
Yeah. Like a yo-yo shot put.
Like a yo-yo shot put.
Poof, back into your hand. Because then if they bite you, they'll just bite the hard armor and their teeth are brittle anyway.
Yeah.
So you'll just be untouchable, basically.
You know what also famously would do this job?
What?
A gun.
No, because the gun will kill them.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, Samit wants to keep them alive, dude. How'd you forget?
Oh, fuck! My mistake!
Well, look,
I don't want to fucking hurt the guys, right?
Yeah, maybe you monsters might see one of your loved one or family member and be like, whatever, you're a zombie now, brap two in the head. I care. I'm like, no, you remind me too much of my dear
mother. Darling, open wide.
You're so much nicer now that you're just mangled teeth and gum.
I love your new broken jaw, honey. Give us a kiss.
See, now you can go and attend to your whatever you need to do for every day and now bye to me. This is good for everybody.
I guess. Although the idea of meeting you after all that, you're like, why didn't you kill him? You're like, why would I kill
him? Why would you kill him?
Do you know how many hickeys I'm covered in? This is all on you.
Well, then, again, if the another good reason why not to kill them is if, say, like, I'm in the center here, and there's me. So
okay, that's you. Me. You're that gloss.
And now we have, like, a big path around us, right? Uh-huh. And so now we have, say, the gummy zombies coming in, just gumming me up.
Yeah.
Right? But then we have the actual zombies with teeth. They can't get to me because I'm surrounded by gummy zombies.
Can you be sucked to death?
Well, that was actually an unpleasant question I was going to ask, which is, can you suck hard enough that you draw blood?
Is your death here maybe a million times worse?
Well, I feel that if a zombie's sucking me, I'll have enough time to, like, bat it away.
What, just with your fist? Please don't.
Just don't.
Suck someone else.
Well, I mean, I guess I have a shot foot. I guess we can
break now them. Who's the monster?
Well, they were trying to suck me off.
Suck you up. Suck you dead? I don't know. None of them are good.
That's a good, that'll be a good, like, how people are like, oh, fuck me. In the post-apocalyptic world, they'll be like, oh, suck me dead.
Is this less like the movie poster Joel Zammer stars in Suck Me Dead?
I ain't getting sucked off today.
What does a body look like that's just hickey? Like, what are you...
Wrong.
Yeah. All the blood is now to the surface of your body.
If you're like a hickey, that's just blood coming
the
to the surface.
The human blister.
Yeah. Oh! You're just blisters! My dad tells a story about this person he knew when he was in primary school who used to suck... Well, there's two good stories. What? Somebody used to suck their thumb so much that they got a massive pocket of skin that they'd sucked out.
That was the right answer.
But the other pocket of story is my dad knew a kid whose name was probably something like Bugsy or whatever. All my dad's friends from primary school all had like 1950s schoolhouse names for some reason. Uh-huh. Anyway, so he'd burnt his hand really bad. This is just, this is not relevant, but it's great. He'd burnt his hand really bad, and so he had fake skin put over. But it was like quite, you know, it was a long time ago, so it wasn't great fake skin. And it had split, but he was fine. So he used it like a pocket. And he just kept shit in there.
Dude, that rules!
Fuck yeah! Woo!
That's sick! Alright, not sure how.
So you're just gonna be one big blister, basically. Okay, and then one day, we'll see you and we'll be like, you're the reason all those zombies keep sucking me up.
And we'll point too close, hit you, you'll burst.
Oh, Sam, it's just whatever the liquid that is in blisters. That's sad.
I'm just a pus boy.
I don't know if that's what it is.
No, it's
I had a blister earlier on this tour. I didn't know what was in it. I was scared to pop
it's
it.
Something.
Any doctors?
Anybody know what blister juice is?
White blood cells?
White blood cells. Sam, it's just white blood cells
that's
now.
That's all right. I need them.
That's not all right.
You don't need that many of them that close to the surface.
Do I need them inside me?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, let's drink it back up. I need that.
Let's kill Zammit for the good of humanity.
Yeah. So I think, laughing gas the zombies, realizing they can't breathe, and then just, like, knocking out their teeth.
Look, it's clever.
Sending them on their way, and letting them suck everyone else.
The human blister part, not great.
Not great, look. I feel I'm somewhat athletic enough. Like, I'm not, like, at all. But enough to, like, avoid getting sucked off.
Yeah. But wasn't your plan be surrounded by sucking zombies?
Well...
So the other zombies.
Famously, there was this.
You were the glass of water, remember?
Yeah.
Ferns were the suck zombies.
Well, I can imagine. Like, at this, at least, is my little compound or wherever I'm staying. Yeah. Like my dentist surgery.
Oh, I want to suck. I don't know why he's got a Frankenstein voice. He's
I'm
very
like, well,
coherent.
It's weird. I thought they were dead, mindless. And like, I took away their teeth.
Not me.
And now they like to. Are you one of those actors I hired? Uh-huh.
I have to go.
Where are you going?
Zombie mum has called. I must go.
It's funny to imagine
I'll
one of...
I'll suck you off later.
It's good to imagine either me or you getting in that queue just because we're like, what's in here? Ending up in the chairs, I'm with a shot put. Oh.
Hey, the laughing gas works in us, dude. Hey.
This is hilarious. Less so.
What other kind of things that dentists have? They've got a big bright light.
Yeah.
Not sure how that's useful for zombies.
It's not.
No.
Big bills?
Big bills. Charge it. Where are you getting your food as a dentist? What? Lollipops?
I want to be like, between the teeth of the zombies.
Oh, no. You die of malnutrition. Dentists always
eat
have...
Eat the teeth. Be brave.
Yeah, eat them teeth. All right, so if I get a tooth from a zombie, I pluck it out of that zombie, right?
Oh, no.
I go away, and I stab myself with that tooth.
Yes.
What happens?
You're a zombie, probably.
That's so much better than what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to be like, if I get the zombie tooth, and I put it in my mouth...
So if I get the zombie tooth, and I put it in my mouth... And I have like a whole set of veneer zombie teeth.
Yeah, like a shark. You'll just have teeth all the way down.
Yeah, teeth all the way down. And then, JD, your idea. Bite them before they bite you?
Eat them before they eat me.
Eat them. Well, what if we sort of...
We're colluding before you hear my plan, which is good.
Okay,
it's also good because...
Let's just table that.
Yep. Yeah.
Eat them before they eat you.
Yeah, what's your plan
basically
here?
My plan is they're going to try and bite me.
Yeah.
I bite them first.
Okay.
Power play.
Yeah.
Zombies, like, whoa.
Zombies,
didn't expect that. Don't know what to do.
And obviously, as a human person,
as a human person, like we all are, and I'm not lizards wearing skin.
Yeah.
In Australia, we're all lizards.
What I liked is that there was some not laughs from the audience. People being like, "What if?" Holy shit, are they admitting that?
I did see them lick a man.
I'm a mantis. They're lizards.
In Lizard Town, there's only one name, and it is Joel. Anyway.
So that's how good lizard overlords we are, yes?
Yeah?
So, basically, obviously, I can't eat an entire army of zombies, but I apparently need to eat half of one.
My question
before
was...
my point is made and zombies leave me the fuck alone. Zombies.
Whoa.
Little burpy boy.
Are you dying?
Are you Jackson? Is a lizard showing?
Put it away. Zombies famously don't eat other zombies.
That's true.
So if a zombie sees me eating a zombie, they're probably like, what the fuck?
Who is this guy?
And then they fear me.
My question was going to be, does it work in like opposite? Do the zombies become you?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is it just a whole bunch of douches being like, I'm going to fight cunts. Where are some cunts to fight?
Cunt, you're done.
Hey, douche, sir, come back into the camp. You know, the Gomi zombies have gone. Have you enacted your plan yet? Because I just got bashed. They're like, are there some zombies over the ridge? Oi! Oh, okay, I don't know the rules. If they bash me, do I become you?
No, you just hurt.
Yeah, you got to be half-eaten, I guess. See, how many zombies you reckon you could eat? Just half of one?
They get once.
All right. So if you eat a zombie.
Yes.
What happens?
Great question. Something that I definitely thought through before. Coming up in front of all of my good friends.
Cool.
Announcing it. Nothing. Digest them.
So it's all localized in the teeth somehow. Eat zombie flesh. Good. Chew on a zombie tooth. You're a zombie.
Well, see, I just imagine you don't become a zombie, you just get very sick.
Because I imagine that's food poisoning up the world.
Yeah, that's rotten meat.
Yeah.
It's rotten meat. Which famously... plus humans aren't exactly like, you know, well good.
Hey, you know how like if you eat human flesh, you go a bit crazy?
Yeah.
Do you think that zombie flesh counts too?
I think it's worse.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be shitting your guts out being like, what if I'm God, Jackson? What if the zombies actually aren't turning into you? You're just seeing that. Have you been bashed by the Mii's yet, Jackson?
They'll get you! They'll get you!
No!
I'm shitting so much!
I've been shitting a lot of blood.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude! Freaking me out a little bit!
Everyone will be big!
Okay, so you're gone insane. I'm pretty sure like the zombie flesh would be just crawling with not just like, you know,
parasites,
but also like zombie parasites.
Yeah, yeah.
You might turn into a zombie from the inside out.
God, that rules.
The idea of you of me getting through the zombies by you just running and punching them is great.
I'm your god! Maybe I go mad and that becomes my weapon.
Yeah.
My madness.
And if you're eating zombie, you might smell like a zombie, which means that, especially if you're shitting that zombie out, and I imagine you're too mad to wipe. So... I feel the zombies might be like, yeah, it's another zombie, it's fine.
My life has gotten bad because of this, and I hate you. But now I like the idea of riding your back in a piggyback as you just barrel your way through crowds.
Screaming that I'm God.
I like that as well, because I don't know when I'll be able to get off. I'm just along for the ride at this point. Maybe I just strap myself to you with rope and let you go.
Yeah, careening into an army of zombies, just throwing hands. telling everyone that I am their god and I can never die nor be defeated.
Every time we got out the other side, I'd be shocked.
You didn't, no? You?
No?
You get out the other side just covered in hickey marks.
Guess it was one of them suck zombie crowds. We're all good. Oh, you were like running out and zombies sucking you so tightly that they're flailing by.
Is it like you're like a big shark with the zombies with a little tiny sucker foot on the sides?
Like, me having to like push them off your body as you run? This rules.
Yeah. Don't suck your god!
You there with a sort of like a paint scraper trying to get them off?
Gotta
like
get rid of the suck zombies. Sleeping on your back, you just never stop running. Where are we getting food?
He's getting food from the zombies.
He just runs with his mouth open.
My yelling only stops when zombie flesh is in my mouth. I choke frequently, but don't seem to mind.
You don't seem to die.
Yeah, I think you might be a zombie.
Do you know the amount of times I've had to reach down your throat and pull out a bone or something? What happened to our life?
It's funny if I was a zombie that whole time, but I'm just like, no, I'm fine.
You look dead.
Would a dead guy do this?
I guess not.
Yeah, I'd fucking eat you. That's gross. Like, anyway, let's run.
Let's run and eat some zombies.
I haven't eaten enough zombie today. You've eaten heaps of zombies.
I'm getting weak.
Ravenous.
You seem stronger every day.
So is it kind of like one of those things where you just the more you consume, the more powerful you get? Yeah. So you are the ultimate zombie boy?
I'm like an anti-zombie. Yeah.
Seeing you with your massive teeth watching out, I'm like, help! Slow him down!
Sometimes a cure isn't pretty!
Oh, would you like your teeth sharpened? No, they've gone. They've gone.
I will literally eat you.
Jack, I think he's a zombie.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Shut up, idiots. Let's keep running.
It's so hard to tell. He's too coherent. I don't know what's happening.
Being too stubborn and smug to convert into a zombie is pretty good.
It is great that you're just basically outright refusing it.
I mean, yeah, like how you survive the zombie but refusal.
Yeah.
Bite me. Not for me. That's for suckers.
You sitting there chewing on a zombie leg just riddled with bites is great.
Are you bitten? No.
I guess you're
that's
you.
That's me.
All right.
Except yours is incredibly obvious.
So... Jack.
So my plan, flawless, no one was hurt, less risky than being a dentist. Makes more sense.
My plan,
be bit, tell no one.
I just know that there's no way I can avoid being bit. As we're like, as I'm walking, I'll just have my arm out or something.
Yeah.
Or as I'll see a zombie and be like, I reckon this is just a guy.
Hey, you're just a guy?
Put my finger in his mouth.
Greetings, fellow man. Hi, why'd you bite me?
Jackson, why'd you do that? I do that to everyone I meet. No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, whoops.
Oh, that's right. It's a thing I just started when the world ended. That's great. Very funny. Like, Jackson, I think they're zombies. I'm like, you know what I've been thinking about? What if I said hello to people by putting my finger in their mouth?
The handshake? Get outdated.
Yeah.
Who cares about it? Yeah, I want to shake a hand? No. But everyone wants to know what's inside their fellow man's mouth.
Exactly. Everyone being like, oh, handshake. Oh, you transfer germs. Cut out the middleman. Finger in the mouth.
Germ to germ. That's what I'm looking to do here. And so, yes, the moment I try to greet what is obviously a zombie by sticking my finger in its mouth, it'll bite me.
Correct.
Yes.
And if I just don't tell anyone,
yeah.
Yes.
I'll be all right.
No.
I just do this. Jackson, why aren't you showing us your finger? No, what?
All right. I'm killing you.
Why? You don't know I've been bit.
Oh, I'm sus as shit.
All right, maybe I'll get bit in a place you can't see.
Alternatively, this Where? Is what happens. Day one, zombie apocalypse. Hey, my good friend Joel Zammit.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen Jackson recently since the world ended?
No, I haven't.
He's definitely a zombie. When we see him, we should kill him.
Yeah. If he got bit, do you reckon he'd tell us?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, let's brain him.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I got this shot put. Let's do it. It's cool.
That reminds me. I've been thinking of a good strategy to survive. Yeah. What if I eat them?
That's a good fucking idea.
My plan...
Oh, my God, there he is!
Hi, Jack!
Hey, have you been bit yet?
No.
Oh, shit, what's that over there?
I don't know.
And brains.
Well, that's rude of you guys.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, Jackson, in that situation, you've been bit?
No.
Were you about to be bit?
Yes. I'd get bit, and specifically if I met a zombie, I'd be like, bite me here, on the side.
Zombie wants to eat you, not just bite you. Yeah. So doing that, and he bites, and then just keep biting.
Oh, no.
Lucky there's nothing important except all your organs. Yeah.
Whatever, I'm about to become a zombie anyway. It's no big deal.
You're about to die. Okay.
So, like, did you ever think you were immune or just like, no?
I just thought I'd take the risk.
Okay.
Because there's a chance maybe I am.
That's a good point.
Or maybe it's
what if you are?
Or it just possibly wouldn't take.
Alternatively,
yeah.
What if becoming a zombie is in fact good?
That's a good point.
Maybe you're like, have you been bit? And I'm like, yes, but let's see how it goes.
Well, think about it. I mean,
all right.
Let's see, we joined the zombie horde, bitten. We're now part of a very large community.
Yeah, a lot of friends.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I just feel like food source now.
If I get bit, I'm not going to become... I don't think much would change. Mm. And then you could just have me on a lead and I'd sniff out treasure for you.
All right, pros and cons of having a zombie.
Yeah.
Pro, can sniff out treasure.
I can sniff out Trevor and treasure.
It's about Trevor.
Guys, it's a Trevor! Yes, my name is Trevor. Told you.
I can sniff out Trevors. I can sniff out treasure.
Yeah.
May want to bite me.
No, but you just knock out my teeth. I don't mind.
All right, so you can sniff out Trevor.
Malnutrition is a con because he can't eat now.
I can eat brains.
Where am I getting brains?
There's brains everywhere. Rabbits got brains.
All right, so now we got to go hunt rabbit for you.
I'll hunt the rabbits.
How are you going?
Why are you making this your responsibility?
Well, all right.
You're on a leash.
You're on a leash with no teeth. How are you getting
the
rabbits?
We shouldn't have knocked out my teeth.
You just asked us to.
If you're finding...
Why did we listen to a zombie? Good question. We made two mistakes, listening to you and a zombie, which just by sheer coincidence was the same person.
This is entirely your fault.
Well... You said
I've just seen worms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that my staying alive is not against the zombies, it's against you guys. I've just seen worms and dirt. That'll do me.
Ah, your usual diet.
Yeah. That's great because it's not what a zombie's meant to eat. So it's funny to imagine me getting weaker and weaker. Stop eating worms. Worms have brains.
They got several. Yeah, cut them in half and two more grow in their place.
Yeah.
Some shit. It's
never
fine.
The twain shall meet. It's
yeah,
fine.
Whatever.
Oh,
can you explain the dirt?
The dirt is where the worms are. So I eat the worms and their home. Power move.
Yeah.
I can't see a single flaw in that strategy.
Plus, surely if you're around me, I'll be smelling a zombie so badly that all the other zombies will leave you alone. Yeah. Or I can just talk to the zombies.
But my job.
Yeah, well, I'll lead them into your place then.
Hey. Oh,
I'll be
now
a
steady customer.
You know what? You know what do they call it? A Judas goat?
Ah, yeah.
Do you know a Judas goat, everyone?
Yeah. Anyone?
That's
not
great.
Know what
the
a
whole
Judas
crowd
goat
does. A Judas goat is a thing where they get one goat that leads everybody to the other goat so they can kill all the goats, but they don't kill a Judas goat. The Judas goat survives. Yeah, there you go.
That's
yeah.
fucked up.
Yeah, it's intense. Yeah, but I'll be a goats. Judas zombie. I'll be like, hey guys, I heard about this cool place where they make your teeth sharper. They'll be like, you're coherent for a zombie.
Yeah, but I'm dumber than you.
And so are you, though.
It didn't take properly for me. Why you want to leave?
Where's your teeth?
Why do you smell like worms and dirt? When was the last time you ate a brain? I gotta go.
Lovely chatting to you, Trevor.
To you, hang on. Trevor, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming back to you guys being like, it didn't work.
Yeah. Is there any
They're coming.
Though?
Huh?
Is there any treasure though?
Let me go back and sniff Trevor for treasure.
It's great. You guys about treasure though in the zombie
apocalypse.
Yeah,
I was going to say that. What's the, you know,
are you guys
gold market looking like post-apocalypse?
I'm imagining like crowns and golden doubloons.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
Sweet. Ah. Oh, we got so much use for that. Oh, wait.
How can I spend this? What am I spending it on?
You can, you know, it's just nice to have. Right? The Trevors are good, though. You can't fault the Trevors, I found you.
He found us one Trevor, and it was a zombie that didn't trust him. He found us treasure that we can't use.
Okay.
He's annoying.
Have
we
I been...
have a shot put. We get a lead back.
I do like that lead.
Sorry, we're just talking.
Seems yeah. like it's about me, but that's cool.
Yeah. So,
I can hunt food for you.
That's just man.
Yeah, yeah.
The only food you want is man, but you keep eating worms. We don't want worms or man.
Oh, I thought you meant like not zombie. Like I can go find people in houses and,
no,
and
what?
And I can get them for you and you can eat them.
I don't want to.
But what other meat are you eating? The world ended, remember?
He's a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Osama's going to be a vegetarian when the world ends.
Oh, yeah, look, the world ends, I'm eating man.
Yeah!
It's very simple.
And I know where the man is because I can smell Trevor's.
I was going to say, post-apocalypse, being a vegetarian is actually easier because it'll be hard to find cows.
Yeah, but easy to find human beings.
Yeah, but like most of my diet is cheese.
Yeah. Good luck finding cheese in the apocalypse.
Yeah, good luck, dickhead. Well, I'm eating man. Good luck finding cheese. I'm going insane now. Now I've opened up a dentistry. Everybody was going to my dentist.
I love man and I love teeth and I love being a dentist.
Oh, what's this laughing guy? All right.
Fuck yeah. My job rules.
But something bugs that shit, but all right. Who wants to get good teeth and I won't eat you?
We're a fucking awesome team. There's like a hulking out barbarian douche with me on a lead running around like that, sniffing for treasure. And a Zammit with two big Novocaine tanks on his back and drills in his hands.
I love the post-apocalypse!
I'm still a man!
Hey, any survivors out there want real good teeth? We promise we won't eat you!
I am God!
You are not a Trevor. I also like the idea of meeting another team and they're like, well, you're human. They're clearly not. That guy's a zombie on a lead. I don't know what this guy is.
No, he's not.
I am am Joel!
It's fine. He's my good friend Joel. Now, hey, your teeth are looking very good.
We've been mostly eating teeth.
Calcium through the roof. Strong bones.
Yeah, teeth is the wasteland milk. Yeah. That's basically my opinion.
Oh.
Wake up in the morning, have a slice of man and a cool glass of teeth. That's a balanced breakfast, yeah. Right there.
Imagine chewing teeth would be hard.
Imagine
what gave that away? The fact you're using teeth to chew teeth? Oh.
Exactly. Yeah. I reckon you want to soak them for a bit.
Yeah, soak the teeth in dirty water.
Soak the teeth in dirty water, fill your glass up with that, then it'd be kind of like squishy.
Oh, that's
bit.
Good. Then you eat the teeth and drink the water.
Not me, I'm eating worms and dirt. I'm good.
Somehow that's more appealing.
Eat the worms and dirt with me, dude. Your alternative is tooth juice.
Yeah. Eat the tooth juice.
You looking over at Zammit with a dirty glass of tooth juice, then looking over at me as my face is buried in the earth.
I understand the zombie lifestyle.
Look, at this point, I might just go out and get bit.
Yeah, dude, it rolls. I mean, I'm still a man. It's great that I'm trying to keep that lie up, even though evidently... not true.
No. Yeah, so going back to the, replacing my teeth with zombie teeth.
Yes.
Pros and cons.
Pros, heaps of teeth.
Cons, of teeth.
Hard to swallow at this point without swallowing teeth. Yeah.
Pros can bite other zombies, maybe turn them into me and or double zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Con might bite my cheeks.
Yes. Yes. Hey, yeah, if you bite a guy with...
If
you bite a guy with zombie teeth, like an alive person,
yeah,
do they become a zombie even though you have not?
I don't know.
That's weird.
That's what I've been trying to ask this whole episode.
I think the zombieism is in the teeth.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
We can decide, is it or not?
Because I reckon the whole zombie virus is localized entirely in a man's or woman's mouth.
Yeah, all right, let's go teeth. It's in the teeth. In the mouth? If it's in the mouth, I'm taking two zombie mouths and making gloves out of them.
Sure, you're working.
I just bite folk, make them zombies.
That's not the working I wanted. How are you taking a mouth into a glove?
What about a tongue?
So, no, because hang on, let me just figure this out.
Yeah, look, hang on. A man is not a puppet.
But if you cut off their head, it can be.
If I cut off a zombie's head and I shove my hand up the neck.
Yuck. Yeah.
You're like, all right.
No, because that, no.
You poke out their eyes, so you stick your two eyes, like your fingers in the eye socket, so you got a bit of grasp.
Because
there.
It doesn't work. Because if I try to do it, all I do is I poke my hand out the mouth.
Yeah.
No, I'm a zombie. Oh, fuck.
And then you get bit.
Chomp. Damn.
You got to basically get your thumb in, like, the meat of your jaw.
Yeah.
That.
But where are these boys going? They're going to come out the nose. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's.
Yeah, two fingers coming out here.
Whoa. Surprise hand, it's almost fell off my chair.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's doable.
And you got clothes.
It's silly because I am already a zombie, but...
All right, zombie virus or the thing in the teeth. Any other, like, tongue?
Yeah, mouth. I think whole mouth. Yeah.
That's worrying because if a zombie licks you, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, your whole plan doesn't work at this point.
All right, so it's in the mouth. Esophagus.
No, it stops there.
Okay. Just wondering how far down. Is it zombie all the way down or just a little?
I think it's zombie all the way to the anus.
All right,
that changes literally your last sentence.
Okay. Yes. So
is the esophagus cat? No.
No.
Down to the anus.
I had to think about it. All the way to the anus. It's just guts.
The gastro.
Okay.
If you sucked on a zombie bone, fine.
What if you... I don't know why I'm the one who asked this.
I'm excited. Are you talking about rimming a zombie?
Then you're going to turn
into
a zombie.
Yeah, absolutely going to get the virus.
Yeah.
Butt.
Yeah, the butt.
Yeah.
No. From the front, fine.
Yeah. Kissing a zombie.
No.
Or sucking a zombie off.
Yeah.
No, you also get the virus.
That's not how the body works.
It's the whole inside is zombie. Outside, not so much. If I licked a zombie, I don't get the virus. Zombie licks me. I get the virus. I take it back.
Yes.
I lick the zombie. I too get the virus.
So the whole zombie's a zombie.
Except the hair. You can eat as much zombie hair as you want. You will not get sick.
Okay, new plan of how to survive the zombie apocalypse. Zombie barber.
Ah!
So, yeah, so I shave off all that hair. Now I can eat all the hair I need, and that's what I'm doing.
Hell yeah!
You've taken away the one safe zone of a zombie.
That means when you're looking over at me eating worms and dirt, you look back at Zaman, and he's just got a plate of hair and a cup of tea. That's disgusting.
A glass of teeth juice.
He's like soaking teeth and squeezing them out.
Oh dear, man.
It's the last show on the tour, everyone. We're at our most fucked.
I reckon that'd be very, like, a milky white.
It's not good. Not,
and, like, kind of a little thick.
Stick to worms, frankly.
No, I imagine thin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like oil.
Yeah.
I'm nauseous.
Because what's in, like, there's pulp in a tooth, isn't there?
Yes.
So, like, juicing a tooth.
You could juice a tooth.
Yeah.
If you so desired.
Yeah.
You would have to build a contraption to do it.
I just love the very slight Jesus Christ from the audience.
Welcome to Plumbing the Dead Stuff.
I hope this is your first show.
Juicing teeth. That's what we're about.
We actually have a secret pact tonight that we decided we're going to celebrate tonight's show by trying to make you all vomit.
Yeah.
Quick succession.
I like that all of us just ended up eating man. Like, we couldn't avoid it.
You heard my plan and you're like, that's dumb. Just kidding, it's the best.
In the zombie apocalypse, I mean, like, what's going to be there to eat?
Actually, surprisingly, of all of us, I'm not. I'm the only one of us that didn't eat man.
Oh, because you got no teeth.
Well, I decided to eat worms for some reason.
I don't know why I was going to try and take the high road. I was like, I'm not eating man, I'm eating zombie.
I'm eating dead man. The difference.
No, there's not.
Corpse meat. It's good.
It's good for what ails you.
Makes me strong and Hulk-like, but also... Basically, I turn into a big gorilla.
Yeah.
Ape Joel.
You're Ape Joel. Basically, you become
terrifying ape man.
It's sad that none of us are in control anymore, because when we settle down for camp... You, Isaac, just gas yourself to sleep. Douche it, we stake him into the ground somewhere to stop him running off. I bury myself.
Not bad.
Well, you
are gone. I'm asking, like, how would you survive a zombie apocalypse?
Sure.
And I honestly think the best thing I would do is probably go out in a high.
Yeah.
A quiet, literal high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe, yeah, like, we'll start with laughing gas. But let's try and get as many narcotics in this body... that we can, and then just send me out into the wild. Because then, like, if a zombie bites me, that zombie's getting a rush. And then let's see what happens to those zombies.
So one night...
A literal get-cooked tour.
Yeah.
One night, we all settle down to sleep. We put a stake in the ground. We got a chain around Dusha's neck. I lie down in the dirt.
Yep.
Zaman,
face down
in the dirt.
And I just go, boys... I'm doing it. Tonight's the night.
You just inject yourself and snort and take and every single thing. I wake up in the morning, you are gone.
Well,
the chain douche was attached to you, snapped. I'm like, where have my boys gone? And then I just bury myself in the dirt. No, not out of sadness, out of acceptance.
You're a dirt boy now.
I'm a grub man now.
I become worm.
You are what you eat, and now I am worm.
I like to imagine I do it by just twisting like this.
Goodbye, Joel, friends.
Goodbye, Joel. Then you come back from, like, I don't know, getting breakfast, and I'm just a head in the ground.
Did you think we abandoned you?
No.
Did you pledge to be worm now?
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, it turns out I just went for a journey. Spiritually, mostly, but...
It's great. Like that you're taking all the drugs and then be like, I'm going to walk. Good luck.
I like that in this scenario you did it and then came back.
The high wore
I'm thinking
off.
About it. Now I'm thinking about it. What drug would suppress appetite?
That's a good question.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them. All right.
Oh, wait. Most illicit substances. Most,
yeah.
Antibiotics and stuff also sometimes do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Aspirin doesn't so much. Okay. Why?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Oh. So you're going to take a lot of drugs?
No. Give a
Get
lot of drugs.
Get the zombies
cooked. Hooked on. All right. What suppresses appetite the most? Any doctors in the house?
Heroin's probably not great for zombies, right?
Speed. Okay.
I like that a lot of people said speed.
Yeah. All right.
That's oddly specific audience. Any reason why you went for speed?
All right, so, okay.
Have you seen anything like pop culture where they're like very
speed? No,
that's weird.
It's a mystery.
Huh. Okay, so let's just acquire a copious amount of speed.
Yep. I'm just a bit sad. I know it's not any sad of speed, but I'm just sad we didn't settle on cigarettes. Because giving the zombies cigarettes.
Oh, fuck.
Smoke up, rule. Zombie.
Yeah.
That's easier to get.
Yeah. Fuck, okay. Cheaper. Well, speed, funny. Like, I like the idea of speed because then we've got quick zombies and aren't hungry.
They also pick at their own face if they have too much speed.
They might tear their own heads off.
Because
that's all right.
Oh my god, they'd be like, oh, I'm crawling with bugs and I am crawling with bugs.
I literally have maggots in me right now.
Alright, so yeah. Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Let's get them hooked on cigarettes or vaping.
You marching around with a big banner behind you that says smoke up zombie boy is really good.
I'll be like the old school Marlboro man.
Yeah.
I know my outfit now.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
So you're like a Novocaine cowboy. Are you smoking too? Because that's good.
Well,
yeah,
I've
got to
suppress my appetite because there's not much food apart from man. Plus, in a zombie apocalypse, the best thing is, even if, like, you know, not zombies are coming out, but survivors, like, you got some cigarettes. I'm like, of course I do.
Yeah.
They're in this alleyway. We go, I give him a cigarette. I light it. He takes a drag. Then I get my shot put. Bang, man me.
Ah!
Yeah.
So and it's he just had his also a trap now.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta play both sides to win.
Well, and also, it's good you're doing it by yourself because you just can't go anywhere with the two of us. Yeah. I also still imagine myself buried up to my neck. I feel like you guys wouldn't dig me out.
I ate cigarettes now!
That's my main meal! Oh! You look like you're getting sick, my friend. I like the idea of you trying to pull me out and you grab me by the hair and just tear my head off. Sorry! But that's all good, man.
You're a zombie sex survivor.
I'm fine.
I wear you as a necklace.
I'm just a head. I can't feel my dick anymore.
Just
it's in the ground still.
Just chewing on like this pouch after pouch of tobacco, dribbling all on Jackson's severed head.
Hey, what's that on the top of my head? It feels wet.
It's hair.
Oh, that's right.
Hair's restaurants are immune to the zombie virus.
I'm a man. I'm just
the
guy.
I'm not just a head.
There's like what sway underneath Dusha's neck.
Exactly.
What a life.
That's all I gotta do. That's all I gotta do.
Wanted to come claiming that we both are immune to the zombie virus.
Hello, we're just humans.
I am human.
This is my friend Jackson. Hello. Please let me into your community.
We both immune.
I do not carry the zombie virus.
I am a god man.
Excuse me, you're just a head. What? How dare you?
And I'll just keep just like puffing away and blowing smoke into zombies' mouths.
It's quite beautiful, really.
Poetry.
Yeah.
You've gone off to start an enterprise. Me and Jackson off on adventures.
Yeah.
Bad ones, but adventures.
Yeah.
Betraying humanity.
Yeah. I like to imagine every time we sat down, you place me near the campfire. I can't turn my head.
So worms might crawl in, though.
Oh! Would.
Then they crawl back out because they're just a head.
They're eating my brain.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There's a mouse in my head. It's eating my brain.
It's good that worms are eating your brain because they eat dirt.
Yeah!
Your brain is dirt.
It's true.
That shocks no one.
I always imagine my, like, is it can now be like a nice big backpack just full of cartons and cartons of cigarettes
and
cigars.
It's beautiful. You've got that kind of leathery cigarette face.
Yeah.
Still like got two massive things of Novocaine hanging off your hips like guns.
It's also good because, like, presumably when the world ends, people, at first, everyone will start smoking heaps because, like, whatever, all vices, who cares, we're going to die anyway. But then when it's like survival of the fittest, everyone will stop smoking, so there'll be a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stockpile's probably pretty high.
Are you still insane?
Oh, I assumed, because I'm eating man and, like snorting my own laughing gas. So,
you marching out of a community eating a leg that's, like, flaming in the background, five cigars out of your mouth. Got another one, boys!
Smoke up, baby!
Today was good. Where are we going next?
We are but three human people. We are yet to encounter a zombie.
Got him. If you got him, boys.
It
boy, do we got him.
Me smoking cigarettes and the air, like smoke coming out my neck hole and my eyeballs.
How does he do it? He's got no lungs. We don't know, but shut up and smoke.
Have you killed any zombies? Can you show me where they are for no reason?
We're hungry. Every worm I eat falls out the bottom.
So
it is sad. I'm with you.
But I think it's safe to say that no one has ever survived a zombie apocalypse as well.
We're
going to
survive forever.
All these dickheads being like, no, I'll like get into a supermarket and board up all the doors and eat all the food and make plan all the kind of crops over the seeds or whatever.
Silly.
Idiot. What a bunch of dickheads.
Zammit, you're basically immortal now because you've smoked so many cigarettes you're just leather. You can't die. You've embalmed yourself while you're alive.
I'm going to be like the first and only human to die of cancer in the zombie apocalypse, and I reckon that's a good achievement.
Douche, I don't think you can die anymore. And eventually I'll just be one eye that you carry in the top pocket of your tattered shirt.
Just an eye and a tongue.
I can still lick.
Why did I keep this tongue?
Two pockets. One has my eyeball, one has my tongue. This pocket always wet.
And the tongue always trying to lick the eyeball for some reason.
I like the taste. It's salty.
Gotta keep the eye wet.
How am I still talking?
Hard to say.
Maybe it's just the wind off the tongue. It's hard to say who survived best, because I think we all survived equally
beautifully.
The best. And what better note than to end our UK tour on teamwork, survival, and friendship.
Friendship. It's beautiful.
So, everyone, and on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh, the 2018 live UK tour. And talking like this makes it sound very serious. But guess what? It was very dumb. Thank you for showing so much respect to something so stupid. And you can't help but do it, even though I've already pointed out this is very stupid. But it sounds
no way around
so
it.
Serious.
It does. Sounds so. Because, it's heartfelt. It shouldn't be.
In a zombie apocalypse, the greatest gift was friendship.
Exactly.
In times like this, I'm glad that I wasn't sucked off by a zombie. I'm glad that I had two good friends. One that was all leather, and one that was just a head. Thank you so much for coming. You guys have been great. This tour has been so much fun. Thanks for having us. If you've seen us more than once, also, you guys are fucking champs. Or insane!
There it is.
You've been great. Shout out to Mark, who I think is in here somewhere.
Or upstairs.
He's been with us through the entire tour, selling merch, doing so many great things. He rules. Tom Edgars has also been with us all tour, filming everything. He's over there. He rules. The UK has been full of so many lovely people and a few rude ones, but that's also good. So you guys have been great. All the venues have been lovely. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for having us. We've been Plumbing the Death Star.
And you've been great.
Yeah!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.